Hello and welcome to Spacey Nerd 146. I'm Jesus, along with Rex and Ryan.
The RNRs. Oh, hell yeah.
And the J. Oh, that doesn't make sense.
You're like JRR. We just need a token.
Yeah.
we need a black person.
Yeah, we need a token.
So
Yeah, here's JRR and here's token. Fantastic.
Oh my God.
So we're gonna start off this week with I don't know if it's good news or not, but Rex and I last Saturday, or like a little bit of brighter news, we were in a competitive gaming tournament.
It was pretty fun. I drank like four Mountain Dews in about the 3 hours that we
Yeah,
were doing
that's the
that.
Gatorade of esports.
Yeah. And I played in my underwear wearing my denim vest the whole time. That's all I wore.
And like power bars for esports are like Doritos. Doritos are like the power bars.
I actually didn't eat anything the entire time. Like, I woke up about an hour before we got on to practice. I ate a Kind bar, immediately started chugging Mountain Dew, and then around 4 o'clock when we were done, my blood sugar just crashed like so hard that I fell asleep for about 4 hours, and then I got up and was really hungry.
For me, I'm a little bit older, so I drank a Mountain Dew Kickstart. It's a little more gentle. But no, we entered a match and we won the first round. It was pretty cool. That rush is nice though, huh, Rex?
Yeah, I know. It felt really good. It was a lot of fun.
And then I had entered a professional match with our team the week before. Our first round, we got paired up with like some Uber team from like MLG, and they destroyed us and clobbered us. This week, on our second round,
Do they have
same
their own
thing
t-shirt
happened.
line?
Yes.
Yeah, they have, like, if you go to their wiki page, but also they have a wiki page. It has a picture of some of them, and they've got, like, they're all wearing hoodies with their team name and logo on them.
They have that John on 10 chance. Sorry, just not to be negative.
No, we understand.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
If they have their own t-shirts, I mean.
No, we understand. I mean, the ass beating was a little bit more gentle than the one before, so that gives me a little bit of hope.
Yeah.
Also, one of our team members was streaming it, and oh my God, the whole there was like, this should be on Pornhub under bestiality and stuff. So.
The chat was really interesting. I loved during the first round, there
You
were
don't
so
have
many people
bestiality
like.
on Pornhub. I looked.
But the chat during the first round was so, like, people were so shitty, and they kept, like, making fun of us for like beating the other team and like, ah, you cheated them, blah, da, da. And I just don't understand whiny, shitty
It was
people.
really funny. Okay, so what happened with the first round is the other team was responsible for setting up the match in a competitive mode where each side gets a chance to attack and defend, and they apparently forgot that setting, and it was only one way. So in this instance, we got to defend, and they attacked, and then we were like, okay, we won, and everybody was mad at us for saying that, we screwed them over and everything, but we weren't responsible at all for setting up the matches.
Not only that, they had a player drop like during the first round.
No.
Okay.
Don't tell them that part. We beat a full six-man team,
Yeah,
okay?
that's exactly. They totally didn't try and sneak anybody in.
Yeah, no, they did lose a guy, like, I guess right in the beginning, and
Yeah.
they kept trying to sneak another player in. The admin for the match kept like knocking him out, and everything. It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
It was so good.
But yeah, we're gonna. I think we pumped up Rex, and he's gonna come back on Thursday, and we'll try it again. So, and we are playing Overwatch. That's the game that we're doing the tournament
What
for.
what's the call? What's the tournament called? Is it like a specific tournament?
There's one like Thursday ones is every week, and it's like Thursday Throwdown, but the other one is the Overwatch Open. I know we're not gonna like go all the way through or anything, but it's just kind of neat to get experience and everything. The top prize is $100,000, And it's also done by, or it's done by Face It and I forgot who the other one was. It's the company that does the TBS esports.
Yeah.
So whoever goes on to maybe like to the finals on this, I think it's like the final four teams or whatever, gets to be on TBS and they do this live. Which is pretty neat, you know, seeing esports on there. Like we said last time, Evo was on ESPN. Maybe not ESPN 1 or 2, but it was still on ESPN.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, the Ocho. But speaking of Overwatch, today or this morning, a lot of stuff happened. First, they banned a ton of people for using aimbots, for using just bad accounts. It was crazy. The last time they did this, I know they ranked up over 10K players that they had to ban. I'm not sure this time how many. And it was really funny. They were all they're all on this forum. What was the forum called, Rex?
Oh, God, I don't remember. I had the article pulled up, but I don't have it anymore. Oh, there we go. Yeah, no, the forum, it does not have the name in it, but, yeah, no, basically people got banned from aimbots, and they all, like, gathered on their stupid, shitty little forum and complained and set up a DDoS because they're fucking stupid.
Yeah, no, it was not only that, but also they Overwatch released a patch, or I guess an event, which includes different skins. It includes like little cosmetic items to celebrate the Olympics. And Overwatch was you paid an initial $40 on PC or $60 on console.
Or $60 if you want the...
Or $60.
Yeah.
The Something Founders nicer. Edition. Which I,
or $120 if you want the collectors.
Like, I don't know what I got and other than wings for Diablo.
Okay, you got the Founders then.
Yeah, that's all I don't know what else I got. I was like, what else did I pay for?
You get toys or pets or whatever for every other game. And then also in-game you get... four skins that are never going to be, or five skins, I believe,
yeah,
that are never going to be.
I got four skins.
Yeah, okay. You get four skins.
Yeah, you got four skins.
Yes.
That you'll never, ever, like, be able to get.
Mm-hmm.
But so they released that, and people were really angry that Blizzard wasn't giving them to them for free. So these skins you can get in loot boxes, and there's two ways to get loot boxes. You play maybe, if you're level 22 and above, you play maybe seven games and you get a loot box.
Yeah.
Or you can buy them. And, I mean, the cost of loot box, I think it's like two loot boxes is $2. You get a price break at like $10, you get 11, and so on. So people are complaining that these skins should have been given to them for free.
Okay.
Because they already paid for the game.
Yeah, and keep in mind, they have confirmed that every single loot box that is either earned or bought between now and the end of the promotion, which will probably be around the time of the end of the Olympics, is guaranteed to have one of the Olympic items. So if you're playing the game or you decide to throw down like $2 or $3 or both, chances are you're going to be getting all the skins pretty easily.
It's funny, like, right before we started recording, I peeked in, even though there's, like, massive DDoSs right now. I peeked into Overwatch, I got kicked out 4 times from a game because that's how bad it is right now.
You're getting DDoSed right now?
Yeah, and not just the PC version, apparently the PS4 version's down, too.
Oh, man.
It's just, I don't, fucking video game people are the worst people.
But I did peek in, and what I could tell from the match, people are already getting the skins.
Yeah.
I at least saw 3 different ones for the Olympic ones. So it's not that difficult to get them. People just need to stop complaining and being titty babies about being entitled.
Yeah, like just... I mean, really. They release... They create extra stuff for it. Doesn't mean you're supposed to have it for free because they created extra stuff outside of what you already paid for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cosmetic stuff. It's nothing that you need to play the game.
Yeah, it's fucking cosmetic. That's the thing of, like, I don't really have, I mean, unless it's like on this DLC, which is super gross. If it's DLC after the fact, like they're like, oh yeah, we want to add this to the game, I'm totally awesome, cool with that.
Yeah.
Well, no, here's the thing. So they added the cosmetic stuff, but then they also added a brawl that everybody can play. Like, I guess you could say a minigame, which I'm scared that Blizzard might get sued. It's basically a copy of Rocket League.
Oh, actually. Okay, so I watched a video of it. It's less Rocket League and more, have y'all played the demo for that Metroid Prime Hunters Federation, like, ball thing that came out, like, a week ago?
I watched videos of it. I have not played it.
The Lucio ball is the exact same thing. Like, it's literally the exact same thing as that. I was playing it, like, two nights ago, the Metroid Prime thing for 3DS, and Lucio ball is literally the exact same thing. Mm. There's no difference, so, except for one is an Overwatch and one is a 3DS game.
So, instead of people in Rocket League being pissed off, it should be Nintendo being pissed off.
Yeah.
Alright.
Oh, man. And Nintendo always has a very angry legal team when it comes to cease and desist.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's different. It's different enough.
We'll see. I haven't played it yet, so
it looks different enough. It's not like it's using Nintendo assets. This is just,
yeah.
I mean, if that's the case, they would have sued freaking the people who made that freaking Darksiders game, because it's basically Zelda.
They should just sue soccer. Like, can you do that? Can you sue like the sport of soccer?
Yeah, sue FIFA. They have money.
Hey, you know who else has money?
Mm.
The Olympic Committee.
Yeah.
Which is going to bring us over to from esports to real sports.
Real sports.
Yeah. So the Olympics are starting up this weekend, I believe. Is it the 4th, right?
Mm. I believe so.
Yep.
Yeah. And of course, they're going to be hosted
5th. It's Friday. Yeah, Friday.
We don't even get a live version of the opening ceremonies.
No, because you know it's on the other side of it. Well, no, it's in the same same time. Yeah, what the fuck?
But yeah, NBC is doing an hour, like tape playback.
I mean, remember China one when it was like holy shit, this is like the most extravagant thing ever.
Oh yeah, I remember that, and that was a bad time difference too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like oh man, that was like the great, like one of the best openings ever. But I mean, what can we expect from Rio de Janeiro, you guys?
Disease, crime,
Zika. Basically, especially for like what seems like the last like 8 years or so, the Olympics have just been a steady steamroll, like building up steamroll of shit on top of shit on top of shit on top of shit, and every one of them seems to be even more of a train wreck than the last. And Rio de Janeiro does not seem like it's going to break that cycle. If anything, it's going to somehow manage to be even worse than Sochi, which I never thought would be possible.
Oh, Sochi was so horrible. They didn't even have enough snow.
Yeah.
It was like they had like 60 degree weather when they started to put more snow in there. And like the snow is melting. Holy shit!
Rio de Janeiro, people are going to die at this Olympic Games, and it's not going to be because of terrorism or anything. It's going to be because of the country's own negligence.
It might be terrorism. We don't know.
There could be terrorism. Right. There will probably be terrorism at the Olympics because it's, let's face it, it's like the Olympics.
I got to go back real quick to the Sochi thing. The saddest thing I remember is they were taking all the stray dogs and killing them.
Yep. Yeah.
That was terrible.
But and then they got onto them and they're like, oh yeah, don't worry, we're taking them to like humane, you know, farms, but they were still killing them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're probably going to be killing people over in Rio de Janeiro.
Oh, people are going there. There's going to be a lot of people.
We need to put a road next to your favela, but kid dead.
Like I said beforehand, the road from the airport to Rio actually has like really tall concrete walls,
mm-hmm,
to keep bullets away from killing tourists. Yeah. And then going back to the terrorism thing, there's already like a terrorist cell that dedicated or pledged their allegiance to ISIS.
Yeah.
And promised an explosion during the games.
Oh man, it's like,
not to mention Atlanta, too, like something like we talked about it in the our group chat, but it's not really been talked a whole lot about in the news. Like South America is a major center of sex trafficking, and like big events like this are an even more major center of sex trafficking. So basically, it's gonna be like fucking whole new levels of just fucking terrible, horrible, shitty things happening.
Brazil already has a very bad problem with like children prostituting themselves.
Yeah, and sex tourism is like big over there.
Not only and the downside of that is there's also a lot of disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where the Zika virus came from. Yeah. And not saying like Brazil, like all Brazilians are like filthy people, but you know.
Remember when Brazil like tried to sue the Simpsons for showing like they were like filled with rats?
Yeah,
because they had an episode of Simpsons where they went and they're like several scenes. They're like I think Bart got carried off by rats, and then this statement from Brazil. They're like, we don't have that many rats, and they're like, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do, you guys.
I mean, if they're going by that logic, Australia should have sued them too for that one episode when they went to Australia.
But Australia's more chill. They don't give a fuck. Like the things are constantly trying to kill them, but making jokes from the Simpsons, they don't care.
That's actually a positive light for them.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah. So.
Oh, make jokes about us, but please don't kill us. You know.
Yeah, but it's I'm expecting the worst. It's gonna be terrible. There's feces in the water.
Yeah. Have you guys seen that picture?
Yeah.
Basically, literally shit lake.
Shit lake.
I was reading a whole lot up on that. I don't know. I think I don't have that article pulled up. Yeah, I don't have that article pulled up either. But the water, it's pretty much guaranteed anybody who comes in contact with it is going to wind up with... I cannot remember the name of the virus, but it's a very fucking terrible digestive virus that can lay dormant in people for quite a while. And the Olympic Committee, as a precaution, is recommending athletes take antibiotics, like lots of antibiotics, which is a really fucked up, terrible thing to do for a lot of reasons, the least of which is that antibiotics aren't effective against viral infections, no matter what your doctor prescribes to you.
Yeah, they're bacteria.
Yeah, it's bacterial. People don't need to be taking excess antibiotics for many reasons, and this, like, honestly, if you take antibiotics and you go into a situation like that, it's just the likelihood of you getting fucked up even more becomes a lot higher because you don't have the good bacteria to help fight the virus.
And then they're all gonna go there, people from all over the world, and they're gonna spread it, and that's how pandemics happen, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's exactly how pandemics happen. And
what's that game that's on like PC and on mobile where you can't get Madagascar?
I think it's called Pandemic.
Oh, it's probably called Pandemic. Yeah. Yeah. No, this time Madagascar's fun. As long as the rest of the world.
Yeah,
did you watch the Brothers Grimsby or whatever?
Still haven't watched it yet. I need to do that.
Oh, okay. There's some stuff in there that kind of relates to this. But, it's a boring. I don't think you guys would be like, oh my god, spoilers or whatever for this. But
it's a Brothers Grimsby.
Yeah,
it's not season 8 of Game of Thrones.
Well, I mean, you might want to watch it, Ryan. Something bad happens to Donald Trump in it.
It's all right. Something bad happens to Donald Trump in the past like 24 hours,
which we'll talk about a little bit. Yeah. But some evil corporation wants to spread a virus through a soccer game, like a stadium in Brazil. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my god, is he trying to tell us something?
Oh yeah, that's a common like plot device, though. It's like,
yeah.
We'll take a lot of people, spread the virus. That's how what's that game that people play? That's like Destiny, but in IRL, The Division. That's a thing. They put viruses and money and spread them during Black Friday.
I bought that game. I haven't played a lot of it.
So this, you know, oh god.
Well, I think like the one thing that we're ignoring though is the economic turmoil that this thing is causing.
Yeah, no, it is.
I think Beijing was bad.
I don't. I don't know.
I was reading an article in the New York Times, actually, from, like, a few weeks ago, and they were talking about how the mayor of Rio was like, oh, like, he started saying this about 4 years ago, oh, the Olympics are coming, and I'm going to use that as an excuse to basically do whatever the fuck I want, and I'm just going to blame it on the Olympics and see what happens. And the state just, like, used all this money that they were supposed to use on the Olympics on all sorts of shit to, like, basically fuck over the impoverished of Brazil even more.
Yeah, even more. I mean, they literally live in a mountain of poverty. Literally. Yeah. That's what a favela is.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way that the one thing I was reading is in 2009 is when the bids went up for the Olympic cities. Mm-hmm. And Brazil was in a better place economically. And it's, I think, also the Olympic Committee, as things are happening and seeing, like, the conditions worsening, it's their responsibility also to be like, hey, you know, we might not be able to have it here because you're living in shit, literally.
Yeah.
And when the 2014 World Cup hit around in Brazil, these guys did not have money to finish their stadiums. Like, there was still construction going on. The ramps to get into the stadiums were actual, like, sand piles.
Yep.
Because they ran out of budget. Mm-hmm. And, man, it's just for 2 years ago, World Cup, and then an Olympic event 2 years later, that's too much stress on an economy also. I mean, I know Brazil's huge, but I don't think it has the money to cover both.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't even have the money to cover one. So they don't have the money to, like, take care of their own people.
Also, Brazil lost that World Cup, too.
Womp womp.
Really bad.
Womp womp.
So oh, man, so we're going to go ahead and take a break. We're going to limit our Pokemon Go discussion to this song. This is by our buddy Josh Crow. He did Two Phones, but the Pokemon Go remix. Take a listen, and we'll be right back after this.
People ask me why I got two phones. They be looking at me crazy when I'm out in public walking around. I'm trying to get these Pokestops, baby.
Damn, son, where'd you find that?
I got two phones, one for the hoes in Pokemon Go. I got two phones, playing so much of my battery's low. Think I need two. Pokestop, he's spin. Double up, don't spin. Pokestop, don't spin. I got two phones, one for the hoes in Pokemon Go. I got two phones, all of these Fidgies are out of control. I got two phones. Pokestop, he's spin.
Hello.
Double up, don't spin.
Hello.
Pokestop, don't spin.
Button start the journey, man, my legs are hurting. I've been walking around some fucking 7:30. Average on the map, buddy, do me dirty. Trying to take a gym, niggas in a hurry. CP coming up, everybody worried. Check my Pokemon, all my niggas sturdy. Can't nobody tell me Pokemon is nerdy. I'ma go to bed so I can wake up early.
Look at my face, but this shit ain't a game. I don't want some, I want all of them, man. He run the gym, you would think that I'm blame. Leaving the posters in fire and flames. Don't got the CP to back up your claim. Can't catch a caterpie off with your aim. And it's off with you.
I got two phones, one for the hoes in Pokemon Go. I got two phones, playing so much that my battery's low. Think I need two phones. Pokestop, keep spin.
Double up, don't spin. Pokestop, don't spin. I got two phones, one for the hoes in Pokemon Go. I got two phones, all of these Fidgies are out of control. I got two phones. Pokestop, keep spin.
I hit the block, head to the Pokestop. Before the night begins, I gotta up the stock. I'm talking Pokeballs, I'ma need a lot. And a couple potions to get that gym unlocked. When I'm at the park, you know the spot is lit. Lure modules up so you can walk or sit. I'm on my route, and what I got to get are the rarest monsters like the Loch Ness. I mean, actually, this a Lapras. CP sky high, can't laugh at this. Spin the ball counterclockwise, snap the wrist. Three shakes, then I hear that magic click. A Pokemon master, I survived the hate. An OG in the game since 98. New trainers everywhere, man, the hype is great. Keep on catching them all, and if you find me, say
two phones, one for the hoes in Pokemon Go. I got two phones, playing so much that my battery's low. Think I need two phones. stop, keep spin, spin, spinning. Double up, don't spin, spin, spinning. Poker cop, don't spin, spin, spin. I got two phones, one for the hoes and Pokemon Go. I got two phones, all of these bitches are out of control. I got two phones. Poker stop, keep spin, spin, spinning. Double up, don't spin, spin, spinning. Poker stop, don't spin, spin, spinning.
So that was the Pokemon Go remix of Two Phones by Josh Crow. And now we're going to spend a whole half hour talking about Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Not really.
That's nothing to say.
we'll let everybody figure out how they feel with all the updates that happen with that game. Ryan, we're going to give you your weekly moment to give us government bad news.
It's so... So terrible to watch. But first of all, you know, it's not a secret that, you know, I was a Bernie supporter, and then, you know, when, you know, things were looking bad, I'm like, you know what? At least some of his things will be, you know, will manifest if Clinton is in power. So yeah. So I'm a Clinton supporter now. But with that said, it came out over the weekend that the NSA actually deleted her emails. There was a whistleblower that deleted all her emails, so there was no track, no trace of it. But you wouldn't have known that, because Trump is doing shit after shit after shit that's just taking over the fucking news. So first of all, you know, one of the best parts of the DNC was well, the best, and it was still kind of sad, was like the Khan family, who had who is their son, who they're Muslim Americans, and their son, who is I believe a captain in the military, you know, he died in combat trying to protect his troops. Very, very honorable man, and basically called out Donald Trump, and then they said Donald Trump, he had not sacrificed anything. What Donald Trump should have done, he should be like, you know what? I appreciate your son's service. I appreciate you. No, I have not sacrificed as much as you or your son have, but I am willing to sacrifice as much as I can to make this to make America great again. If he did that, that whole thing with that family will be gone. Literally gone. But no, he kept doing it, and now he keeps reacting to freaking on Twitter. But guess what else just happened over like the past, you know, day? So he continued to assault the Khan family. They're very, very terrible. Like when someone suggested that his daughter was sexually harassed at work, he said maybe he'd tell her to quit, basically implying women get harassed in the workplace, bring it on themselves. Come on. He was trying to have folks on his campaign. Too many people. The fire marshals were like, yeah, you can't have this many people. And then Donald Trump called them out, saying, hey, are you pro Hillary because you won't let as many people as I want into my rally? No, dog. You just don't have enough. It's a fire freaking hazard.
He's not allowed to.
Not allowed to. He kicked the baby out of a rally today. That's how he called Hillary Clinton the devil. John McCain. John McCain. The Maverick. Every time I think of Maverick, I think of Mel Gibson. I like that movie a lot. he denounced Donald Trump's how he's treating the Khan family, but they won't pull their endorsement. It's like, yeah, you said some horrible shit to me, and like John McCain is a veteran, and he will not pull it. So I was like, come on, just freaking pull it. Took a picture next to a KFC bucket, kind of weird. That's he did that today too. He that also
such a gross picture.
It's such a it's gross. It's like look at me on my fucking jet, private jet, eating Kentucky Fried Chicken with a fork and knife. I mean, it's a chicken. Take your hands and grab it and bite it. Come on, dude. Come on, dude. I'm really hungry, you guys. Cause... Sorry. yeah, and then he also... It's just... It's that. And then and every time something happens, he explodes on Twitter. He explodes on CNN. CNN's like, CNN is unfair to me. Blah, blah, blah. He just... He has no filter. And if I were Republican, I would be like, holy shit. This is like... This is not the way to win people's hearts and minds. Just be trying to, you know, scream at people every time something horrible happens. There,
but you
honestly though, like if I was Republican, well, one, I'd have to have like zero moral compass whatsoever. But honestly, like I would be doing, yeah, well, that or like just like play it up and just be like, yeah, you know what, I think Hitler was great because as shitty as all the things that Trump is doing right now are to us, to the people that he's trying to get to vote for him, they're like eating all of this bullshit up so much. Like, he knows who he's going for and he's winning them over so well, and that is honestly more scary to me than Donald Trump himself is at this point.
There's a few things I was watching the news, and a lot of, they say a lot of like senators who are like they're getting some pressure to denounce Trump. So maybe like after the first debate, I guarantee you the first debate is going to be such a massive shit show. People are going to be yelling, talking over each other. Trump is going to be like trying to talk over Hillary. Hillary's going to yell back at Trump. He's going to make a sexist remark. I bet you he's going to make a sexist remark that will make Jezebel blow up the next day. And
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be terrible. But after that, some of the pundits say, and we might start, depending on how he performs, we might see people defecting, because it's like, it's just it's so massively insane. And speaking of insane, a lot of people, there's some conjectures, it's like, is Donald Trump of sound mind right now? Is he like actually going insane? Because this is not how a normal person behaves.
I like the theory that it's Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
Great. That'd be great. That'd be the best. It was like he disappears and then like he like the actual Trump like died like back in the 80s, and then he gets replaced by Andy Kaufman, and then his coup de grace was like
becoming president.
Oh my god. That is where'd you hear that? That's the best thing I heard all day.
I don't know where I heard it. I think I should. Oh no, I didn't hear that. It was, they would say that if Donald Trump was a practical joke, it would make Kaufman proud.
Oh, okay.
But now looking at it, they have a similar face too, though.
Yeah.
Oh god. And whatchamacallit, and what's the doctor's name? I forgot the black guy.
Oh god, I don't remember his name. I know
Ben Carson. Yeah, yeah, Ben Carson, Sasha Tupac. Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah, it'll be great. Cause I mean, Ben Carson's like medical stuff was like put to question like early in the campaign. I'm just like. So yeah, you know, so it's terrible. Clinton and like general polls, Clinton is kind of ahead. Gary Johnson has like 9 to 10%, like, so that's pretty huge for a.
He's actually beating Trump in some states.
Yep, and then Jill Stein, who thinks that Wi-Fi kills children. Oh god, she is terrifying.
And she's an anti-vaxxer.
And she's an oh my god, she is terrifying. Yeah. She's like, I think worse than Trump. Well, I don't know.
I don't know. I have really, really strong feelings about anti-vaxxers, and honestly, this is gonna come off as a little extreme, but I feel like they need to be, like, honestly, they need to be quarantined if they're not going to, like, vaccinate their kids, because people, we're going to hit a point where there's going to be so many of them if their ideology continues to spread, that we're going to start seeing people dying, and we're going to start seeing all these weird diseases that we beat decades ago coming back, and, like, that is a very serious physical threat to be taken care of ASAP.
When I have a child, and when my child goes to school, and they get freaking disease from freaking Joe anti-vaxxer, I would be, I'd probably sue their asses.
And it really, it really fucking grosses me out as somebody with, like, professionally diagnosed ADHD and someone who is very close to several autistic people, that the anti-vaxxers think that both of those things are somehow way worse than fucking measles. That's just that's just fucking disgusting to me.
Yeah, it's
and no, Rex isn't talking about the Sonic fandom,
right?
But yeah, no, it's they're literally endangering our children.
Yeah.
Now you know what? Now going back to the Kaufman Trump thing, I really hope that's true. By some miracle,
that'd be great. And I'll be like I'll be like, ha, and then Pence will be like, what's going on? That'd be great.
Pence, like, I'm already a fan of Kaufman. Like, yeah. I think he's one of the best comedians, like, ever. And I mean, imagine if he pulled something like this.
That'd be the best.
He would cement himself as, like, the best comedian in the on Earth.
40 years in the making, you know.
And Ryan, you're wrong. This part of the DNC was actually Bill Clinton in balloons.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. No, the balloons is yeah.
That's much better than, you know.
I mean, okay. Everyone was like, look at him going all balloons. I'm like, people, if I was around that many, if you were around that many balloons, you would be super excited too. There were giant ass balloons.
Yeah, and balloons are great. Like, yeah, I am a huge fan of balloons.
So don't be like, Bill Clinton and his balloons. If you were there and you had all those balloons around you, you'd be like, oh my god, balloons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just worried about his health, though. He's been having those, like, weird spacey looks. Like, he's on, like, morphine the whole time.
And this is terrible. One of my favorite things that people were, like, talking about the day after he talked at the DNC was when they basically put his face in the quote from Abraham Simpson going, I put an onion in my belt, which was a style at the time. I died laughing for that. But, like, no, I'm kind of worried about him, but, you know, he's Bill. He bounced back. Slick Willy. He's Slick Willy, yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Slick Willy.
Moving along, really wish we had Drea on here. She's dealing with some stuff, but Sailor Moon Day is coming up.
Sailor Moon Day. So yeah. What did they pick that specific? Do y'all know why they picked this specific day? Is like when the manga came out or what or something?
Sailor Moon. When Sailor Moon comes up in conversation, this is when I go into fake nerd boy mode and I start like just recycling shit that I've heard my girlfriend say. Okay. So. I mean, I've watched a decent amount of it, but I don't know much about the inner depths of the fandom or anything.
Okay. Just curious. It could be something. That's why they picked that day, you know. All right.
Oh, it's when Sailor Moon was born.
Ah.
Okay. Oh.
No, I don't know.
I know when Sailor Venus is born. It's October 14th because she's my waifu. Day before my birthday.
Oh.
That's anyway.
August 6th is going to be Sailor Moon Day. We're heading over to the celebration here in Houston to check it out and everything.
Probably see some Sailor Moon stuff. Yeah, there's going to be some. It'll be cool. It's like a mini con. It's nice, you know, it's kind of a small celebration of Sailor Moon. It'll be kind of fun.
Let's see. Yeah, as we mentioned before, it's $15 to get in if you're in Houston. It's at the Crown Plaza Brick Hollow. If you're listening from outside of Houston, you should check your check Facebook or whatever. They're doing this all over the country.
Yeah.
So
yeah, yeah, set up.
And yeah, like for this one, what are they doing? So it's gonna be 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. $15 to get in. There's things like opening ceremonies. They're gonna be screening a documentary. Otaku Acoustic is having two sets. Okay. Jennifer Tsihi is the singing voice for Sailor Moon is gonna be there. Mm. Cosplay contest.
Okay.
I don't know what this is, but Ceremu, Pretty Garden Sailor Moon, On Novo Voyage is gonna be shown. Mm. And then they're doing a raffle. Yeah. But aside from that, they're gonna have let's see. Oh, it's a film.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
But they're gonna have like, oh, go ahead.
Also, I don't wanna like, you know, shame anyone or cosplay shame anyone, but if you're gonna dress up as Tuxedo Mask, a fedora is not a top hat.
Yeah.
Before, fedoras are not top hats. Please guys, please.
But that should be a neat time. I mean, we're not going to be donning our Sailor Boys for this
one.
We need
to update that, Sailor Boys.
They'll be upgraded.
Mining's a lot of work.
Yeah, Sailor Boys are. But yeah, it'll be fine. I mean, Sailor Moon is like, it's such a big part of like, you know, anime being brought to America. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and well, to be honest, like, my wife, she's a huge Sailor Moon fan. She grew up on Sailor Moon. You go into our closet and it's Sailor Moon everything, because she's that big of a fan. And, you know, we met, you know, over a decade ago and everything, and I wasn't too into Sailor Moon, but her, like, passion for it got me into it. You know, and while I may not know everything about it, I'm like, so what does this do? Like, when she brings, like, the wands home and stuff, or, like, the sticks or whatever they use, she tells me all about it. And we've sat down and watched Crystal.
So what do y'all think of Crystal?
It's gotten
like it
better.
Okay.
It looks like they gave them maybe double the budget.
Cool.
Especially, like, this last season. Mm-hmm. Because I remember watching the first one, and the first one the first episode was good, and then the quality of the animation just went super down.
Yeah, it went downhill really fast. Like, I remember seeing on, like, Tumblr and Reddit and stuff, like, people doing, like, basically taking the episodes frame by frame and, like, pointing out how bad it was at times, and but, like, honestly, like, because we've been rewatching the dub, like, because the dub's out on Hulu now, and I was actually surprised with how good the dub is.
Oh, yeah. Too. Yeah, no, that's just really, really good. Actually, just for case, I Googled Sailor Moon just to see if there's any, like, stuff that's going on. But, like, they have the people ask in Google, and it goes, why is there not a Sailor Earth, you know? And it goes, as others have said, there's no Sailor Earth because Endymion, who's Tuxedo Mask, is a protector of Earth. And then the next sentence is, kills me. The reason that there's no Sailor Sun is because the sun is not a planet. Okay. All right. Good job, guys.
So did they kill off Sailor Pluto when Pluto wasn't a planet anymore?
Pluto. She's just there standing next to the gate and controlling time or some shit.
It's hilarious. No, and it's funny, like, even us as, you know, really buff men, we can still like Sailor Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I was cleaning my office, and I was just still stuff that I don't have unpacked, and I basically grabbed a box and I opened it, and I'm like, hey, this looks like my figures, and I opened it. It was all my Sailor Moon figure arts, Ben Presto stuff, and all like my like I was like, this is, I have so much Sailor Moon shit. Like, probably not as much as your wife, but that box was like, oh my god, this is so hilarious how much Sailor Moon shit I have.
Well, when Robo Rob came over here after the party that we had at Neil's, he came over here to just stay the night and everything. My wife and his wife, she's a huge Sailor Moon fan too. Like, she was like, do you have a museum in here? Just because of how much stuff she has. But it's all pretty neat. But yeah, that's going to be at the Crown Plaza Brook Hollow. Speaking of Sailor Moon, you know, it's like a girl team. Let's exclude Sailor Moon. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite female force fighting team.
I am a major, like, it's almost embarrassing how much I love Magic Knight Ray Earth.
I'm kind of bummed that there's no, like, you know, modern resurgence for them.
Me too. Like, it really bums me out. Like, I don't know, just in general, Clamp's work has kind of fallen out of popularity by a massive degree over the last, like, decade or so. But, like, I don't know, I'm a pretty big Clamp fan, and Magic Knight Ray Earth is my favorite thing that they ever did. It's so good, it's so charming, and it's got all the, like, cool fantasy elements and stuff. It does the whole, like, modern girls going back in time to, like, save things thing way better than a lot of things that do that.
Well, when you say Clamp is falling off, Cardcaptor's coming back.
Yeah,
well, they did do the re-release of Cardcaptors 2 on Blu-ray, and that, I think that sold out already, like, last year, but that's their big, like, that's still, like, after all these years, their big moneymaker for the most part is Cardcaptor Sakura, which is also a really great show that I love, but Magic Knight Ray Earth by far is my favorite.
Actually, you know what, though? I actually do like their costumes more than Sailor Moon's.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more extravagant. They have, like, giant-ass weapons. It's fucking badass. If there's ever figure arts for them.
Yeah, like, I would cry and buy them all. Yeah. Yeah, that's by far my favorite. And also the Sega Saturn game that Working Designs did, which was actually the last, like, Sega Saturn game released in the U.S., is pretty fucking good, too.
Oh, for real? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. I love me some Totally Spies. I told you in the chat, it's almost embarrassing. I was like, I don't care. Like, came on a Cartoon Network, I was like, I don't care. Like, I was still in high school, I think.
Yeah.
And I was watching it. I was in the summer, not doing anything, and I was like, this is, like, really great. I kind of like all the characters. All the characters have, like, different, like, Clover, Alex, and Sam all have, like, different kind of personalities that I actually really, really like. And they know they're tongue in cheek because, like. Like, they're like, oh no, we're trapped. And Clover comes out. It's like, here's my lipstick laser that will cut open a door. And I'm like, and they're like, that's a joke. And you're like, that's kind of funny. I really like, also like Jerry, which is like this, like, old man that's bald. That's like kind of like their spy handler. He's also always really, really funny. So yeah, I like that. And also like Cardcaptors. I think Sakura is just really cool. I'm actually a big fan of Lee Shorana. I like Lee Shorana a lot. I also like her cousin, who's kind of gay for her. I think she's towards the dwarves.
One thing, too, I want to say about Cardcaptors while we're still kind of on the subject. One thing that I really fucking love about Cardcaptors is that Sakura has a different outfit, like, every fight she gets into.
Who's made by her cousin? Who videotapes her?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Momo or whatever?
Crap. I know her American name, which is Madison.
Yeah.
Yeah, Madison.
Yeah, but, like, it's not. It's like everyone right now who is an anime fan is like, no, it's not Madison. I refuse to call her Madison. It's like calling Sailor Moon's best friend Molly. Also, Molly is my waifu. I kill Sailor Moon. I love her so much. Because she's just like, what's going on? I don't know. It's like, it's okay, Molly. It's really okay.
I don't have any because I don't believe that women can lead a cartoon show to popularity.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Take that, women.
Take that.
I really like Cleopatra 2525.
Dude, that fucking show.
Oh, man.
My mom loved fucking all of those shows that, like, Sam Raimi did in the 90s, and we would always watch, like, because they all came on, like, right around the same time. Every Saturday, we would watch Hercules, and then Xena, and then, like, at night when they'd come on, we'd watch that, and that Jack of All Trades show with Bruce Campbell.
Oh, I love that show, like, so
that
much!
That show is so good.
Jack of all trades. I like
that Cleopatra, though, the premise is just so dumb.
It's so ridiculous, but it still has that, like, feel like all those shows that Sam Raimi did in the 90s had, like, the same kind of, like, feel to them. And I was so happy with, like, Ash versus the Evil Dead had that same kind of, like, Hercules and Xena kind of feel to it too. Even though it's like 15 years later.
Oh, man.
Like, it's this like cheap, like, made for TV action feel that doesn't really happen a whole lot anymore. Like, kind of B-movie, but not really. I don't know. It's hard to describe. Like, adult Power Rangers, almost.
What's the name of the one with the short blonde hair? Because I think she's totes adorbs.
Oh god, I don't even remember.
Rose.
So,
I think it was actually one of them was named Rose.
Well, the funny thing is, like with these shows, like I said, Jack of All Trades, and then this one, they all had that campy '90s feel from like the mid '90s, mm-hmm. but they kept it.
It was Jack, you know, Styles.
And even that camera quality from the mid '90s, they kept it towards for those shows. I love that.
Yeah.
But my favorite Bruce Campbell thing has to be The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
Me too. Like, by far more so than, like, anything. I love all of his work. He kind of predated Nathan Fillion and what's-his-face Chris Pratt with they're kind of doing the same thing.
I'm like this hunky but totally adorable nerdy guy.
Yeah.
Bruce Campbell's the daddy.
Mm-hmm. Love, like, everything he's in, but Briscoe County Jr. by far has to be his best thing. Yep.
Wow. Good thing Alva's not on the show. She'd kill you guys for that Chris Pratt comment.
But she has to recognize the funky, cute, nerdy guy. It's Bruce Campbell. That was his thing before Nathan Fillion, before Chris Pratt. And, you know, mm-hmm. The adorable hunky guy. That's Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. All right, so we're gonna be start shutting down the show. We have to get ready for Sailor Moon Day.
Sailor.
We gotta practice our poses. Yeah.
I gotta make my wheelchair flying wheelchair thing to be Sailor Mercury.
Live action. Oh, not from the well. Yeah, it was half live action. So.
Yeah, I would love for a group of folks, doesn't matter, ladies or guys, to be dressed up as Saban Moon. I would like hug each and every one of them.
Man, I hope Saban Moon leaks one day.
Mm-hmm.
I will cry and I will throw so much money at crowdfunding, whatever.
kickstart Saban Moon.
Yeah.
And just as a preview for, we might be getting, we might be retiring the Sailor Boys for a while and concentrating on the Sailor Stars.
Okay.
So if you've ever wanted to see myself, Rex, and Ryan in bondage getup, this will be your chance.
When?
No, as I said, we'll announce it when we get it ready.
All right. I thought you were already working on it. I'm like, guys? Oh, wait, hold on. I need to buy my bondage gear first. I've only bought ball gag and handcuffs. That's all I've gone so far. And rope for some Nawashibari.
I've only got the chastity thing. That's it. But yeah, we'll be back next week and everything. Have a good week and good night, Space City. Change.